How big an achievement is it for Guido to reach this year's Ulster final?
A massive, Tom. I suppose, as you said, for years we were trying. Cross McLean beat us four times. We couldn't do what Guido did 2 weeks ago and get past that hurdle. And I just felt good in the championship, the mix that they had, especially with what Kilcare did last year. You know, I thought the way they were shaping up, it was a bit like Kilcare going into the championship. But their under-21s won in Ulster so well last year. And then with experienced players behind them, there was nothing to fear. And you know, getting over Carrigan, I wasn't surprised. You know, people says Cross McLean was a 50-50 game. Guido, you know, wiped the floor with them. It was a no contest, so it must give them huge confidence and belief going into this final.
Yeah, and even to win at Donegal is difficult, especially for a team probably that hadn't won it for, what, 12 years or something?
I guess from all this underage success that's been building, you know, it's definitely been coming. You know, as a Unions player, having watched these young guys come up and been fortunate enough even to coach them a few times, Sean Dever asked me down. Seeing that talent coming through, it was, you know, such good lads, such good footballers, and I can only, you know, say the best.
What was your before big games? Were you like, were you getting contrary like Neil McGee or Growlin?
It's a bit of every. I was superstitious at the start, but then I realised that was ridiculous. I hurt my fingers. I remember early on playing for Donegal, and I remember taping them up, and had a great game. So then I was taping up my fingers, but then I ended up playing crap in the game. I was like, what's the point in that? You do go through silly old stupid superstitions because there's wild build up. But like the folks are saying there, the mindset now, the games, while awkward building up to get that, just to keep yourself calm. And that's one thing I think Warren McNeilis is able to do very well.
Yeah, he's very
calm. He's by far the classiest player for me in the country.
You saw Scott Stone the last day. What do you make of him? Saw them over the last few years.
Yeah, I covered a game 2015 where they almost won the Ulster final. Matty McLennan was the manager. Yeah, Began had a kick, the last kick of the game. They won the final for him. He made note of it in the last day when he kicked the winner against Coleraine. You know, Scotstown's a huge area. You know, everybody think about Monaghan being a small county, a small club. Scotstown, actually up in the 1960s, there was three clubs in the area, and they all came together. So they have a massive parish, they have four national schools, so they have a conveyor belt of talent. And that's saying, I think they went 25 years there without winning the championship. They've obviously four in a row now. But after that final 2015, they went out, obviously in the first round, 2016, and then Kilcare wiped the floor with them. And I suppose that's the thing Goodore might be looking at last year. There was a big lad, Turley, playing midfield in 2015, and he was a big rock in the centre. He's out in Dubai now.
And yeah, he went last year somewhere.
That's right. He allowed Darren Hughes to play inside, and he was devastating inside. Now Hughes has been pulled out the field a bit, a massive negative in the team, you know. So certainly haven't seen Kilcare, Scotstown last year. You know, the way Kilcare took them about, I suppose McBertie was unreal, 6 points in the first half, and Ryan McHugh kicked 5 points in the game. I mean, 1-16, he's like 1-6. So I think, you know, if people thinking about dream finals for next year, you probably think Kilcare and Gidore by far the best two teams in the county. And for Scotstown, I suppose four in a row, they're looking at an Ulster title. That's what they were gunning for. But against Byrne, very wasteful, you know, up front, loads of possession. They pushed the opposition's kickouts and then their own kickouts through Began. They're first class at, so they have a lot of possession. Very wasteful against Coleraine as well. I mean, Coleraine had them beat. So maybe they think they have a bit of luck coming in this final. And amazingly now, as you say, with Donegal teams.
It certainly is the right way to come into a final.
It is, Tom, but I mean, Goodore now, amazingly, are favourites going into this game, I think, just because of their progression and that. So I think Scotstown, I was up around Monaghan talking to Scotstown folk about the team, and about how they were ripped apart. The fullback in particular destroyed against Coleraine, and there was no real in-game management happening. I think that's an issue from they're scared of Tyrone, or they're scared of Gidor's runners coming from midfield and breaking through against them. And I think their one plus point is the Began factor. It's the one thing I suppose you can't really legislate for, because he's had 18 points in the championship. He can kick bonus points if you like, Tom. They're outside the range of most men. He can kick them. And that's something that you can't guard against at times. His influence in the game, he comes out the pitch. He scored points from play and everything, which seems crazy.
Point, I think, was it against Burn or was it against...
Yeah. He scored a few in Monaghan club football as well. So trying to curb his influence is difficult. If they're getting beat, Scotstown bring him out the pitch and he creates all kind of havoc by overlapping because he's so cool in the ball. So he's the one factor, I suppose, that it's going to be hard to legislate against. But I think in many ways... up front, you know, Kerry and McCarthy, they're not getting the scores. The two Hugheses, they're not getting enough scores for me. They haven't got the scoring talent that Goodore have, and I expect Goodore to beat them on Sunday.
We heard Joe Kernan there say, you know, that obviously more or less that Goodore have to guard now against complacency after having such an easy semi-final. What do you think of that?
I think this Goodore team's playing within themselves, and I'm going to blame Niamh Conlon for that. I think it's scary for the rest of the teams in Donegal that there's more in this team. Looking around the team, even the performance in Nisha Boyd the last day, I thought he kind of come out of himself. I think there's a lot more in the whole team. You know, the likes of Keane Mulligan, guys stepping up to the plate. You know, Kevin Cassidy inside. I'm on about Began coming out. If Began comes out with that ball, he's going to meet Kevin Cassidy. Kevin can tackle him early doors. You know, knowing Kevin well, that'll put him on the back foot. So I think in the ingredients terms, you know, Gudor have the right ingredients. And I know people are talking about earlier this year. If you go back to last year, there's real turmoil in the camp. And people in the rest of Donegal always talk about Gudor, that there's always a lot happening here. You know, and I can say this as an outsider, but...
You're kind of on the inside now.
I'm getting to know the lads, all right. But, you know, last year it was all over the place at one stage. And they came together. And as Kevin said, they're very disappointed losing that semi-final. But this year now, the ingredients have came right and everything's right together and there's no time like the present. And every other year in Ulster, I think there was a powerhouse in Ulster. You know, you look at Slough Needles. From my time at the start, you had Ballaghy, you had teams like Ballanderry, obviously Cross McGlen, even St. Gall's. But I think this year, for the likes of Scotstown, I don't think there's no powerhouse in Ulster. So I think now you have Gidor on there and they have a real chance to win. As the lad says, you never base on the last game. So in many ways, Scotstown have a lot to improve on. And I think Gidor, what they did the last day, will give them a lot of confidence. But certainly, listen, if, as you said, Tom, Gidor got into the game slight favourites, and I don't think they're that worried about that. But that's on merit. They're good enough to deserve that.